Scripture reading is Malachi 3, chapter 3, verses 7 through 10. From the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, how shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you in tithes and offerings? You are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, the whole nation of you. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house, and test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows. Amen.
오늘부터 몇 주에 걸쳐 전할 말씀은 온전한
From today I'll talk about whole tithe and offerings. It was delivered by the senior pastor once. And in the Lunar New Year meetings, we could feel the love of the senior pastor. He created this flow of Holy Spirit to lead us to New Jerusalem. And on top of that, even on this world, even in this world, he wants us to be happy, wealthy, and prosperous. So he taught us the ways to accomplish such a life. But, you know, in the world there are disasters and accidents that we as human beings cannot prevent. And even for those things, he taught us how to be protected from those things, how to receive blessings. So, basically it is to keep the Lord's Day holy and to give whole tithe. So, based through these messages, for you to have a glory, year of glory, let us remember these, the contents of these messages. And so, in this context, I'm delivering the message about the whole tithe. God is telling us to give to Him, not because He's poor, it's not just because, not because God's kingdom will be accomplished through our money. If He wants to give to us, then everything belongs to Him. So there is no problem. But it is just that according to the spiritual law, He wants to bless us. So let us remember this fact, and in this year 2015, I hope you will receive both blessings, both physically and spiritually. Keeping the Lord's Day and giving the whole tithe are so important. They are the most basic, most fundamental things of faith because they are directly related with our salvation. To keep these two things are evidence that we have the least bit of faith to be saved and not to go to hell. For us to go to heaven, we have to have faith. So please remember that I am not delivering these messages to lay a burden on you. In case of senior pastor, about the Lord's Day, keeping the Sabbath, about the tithes, he says, you know, he actually has to deliver these messages every once in a while, but he delivers it not so frequently, but just maybe once in several years. And every time he delivered the messages, he said, I'm not trying to put an emphasis on the money, on the monetary offering to the church. It's not because our church is having a financial problem. It is just that you have to receive blessings. And more importantly, it is the way for you to receive salvation. So, in case of new believers or newcomers, please do not think that the church is talking about money, only offerings. But please try to understand the meaning, spiritual meaning in it, that it is the way for you to receive blessings.
이 말씀은 구원의 길, 참된 복을 받는 비결을 밝히 알려 드리는
So these are the ways for you to clearly the way to receive blessings and salvation. Some people have too weak faith to give to God. But in some cases, they don't give proper tithes because they don't know. In case of newcomers and new believers, as they learn the word of God, they can begin to follow the word of God. But there are some believers who are enthusiastic, who are faithful in their work, but because they don't know properly, they don't give full proper tithes. They don't give complete, because they don't know the truth very well, properly. Because they don't give whole tithe. They give tithe, but they don't give whole tithe because they don't know the truth completely. So, to avoid this kind of case, let me give you some actual examples. Not in this session. This session I will talk about the basic meanings, but from the next session I will get into the details, the specifics of how to give whole tithe. So listening to these messages, maybe you could have thought that you were giving proper whole tithe, but maybe you were not receiving so much blessing. So you can realize the reason why, so you can give proper tithes, whole tithe before God and receive blessings to the fullest extent. I hope you will realize the meaning as to why we have to give proper tithe, whole tithe, and give to God, so that not only in heaven but also on the earth, you will be blessed. So let us first get into the beginning of the tithe. Tithe and the meaning. Tithe is to separate and give, set apart and give to God one-tenth of your income. So how was this ordinance made? It was officially proclaimed after the Exodus from Egypt. Of course, in Genesis 14:20 or Genesis 28:22, even before the Exodus, in the case of Abraham and Jacob, they gave tithe, one-tenth to God. But it was officially announced, proclaimed as ordinance after the Exodus. But even before that, they were the patriarchs. They were giving whole tithe. They were because they were moved by the Spirit of God, because they communicated with God. So they knew that it was the will of God to give one-tenth. Even before it was commanded by God, it is not that, it is a commandment of God and I have to do it. They didn't give it just because of those reasons. They gave one-tenth to God because they understood the will of God, because they served God with all their heart. So Abraham gave not just a tithe, but he took joy in giving to God other sacrifices too. And we understand what kinds of blessings Abraham received. He became the father of faith. He received overflowing blessings. And we have, he's a very good example. Also, Jacob, he promised God to give one-tenth. The background is such that he received the blessing of the firstborn. So he bought the Isaac was announced that he would bless his first son Esau. And Jacob heard it. And previously he bought the right of the firstborn from Esau for all of lentil stew. And anyway, Esau was supposed to receive the blessing from Isaac, but Jacob received it instead of him, his brother Esau. So Isaac didn't have any more blessings to give to Esau. But anyway, it was in that part, selling the birthright, and it was in again, not according to the will of God. And anyway, Esau was enraged against Jacob, so his mother had Jacob move to her brother's house, namely his uncle's house. And it was at night, while he was running away to his uncle's house, Jacob was sleeping outside, and God gave him a dream, and he woke up, and he acknowledged God who would bless him, and he made a promise to God that if you fulfill all these things for me, and if you bless me, I will give 1/10 of my whole income. So Jacob was in a difficult situation. Even though he received the blessing of the firstborn, for the moment he had to go away from his family, to run away from his brother, and he had only God to rely on. And God gave him a dream, so the only thing he had was the dream given by God. And after having that dream, he promised God to give tithe. So the patriarchs, they understood the will of God, and they gave tithes to God and received God's blessings. So, and after the Exodus, it became ordinance, commandment. So we can practice it, keep it, and receive blessings. And God had it that commanded that the tithe will be spent for the temple of God, for the kingdom of God. Malachi 3:10 says, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse so that there may be food in my house. So, it is also food doesn't only mean physical food, but rather it means spiritual food. So these tithes and offerings have to fill up the storehouse of the temple of God, so that there will be spiritual food that will feed the souls and make them living, give them life. So there, it means, in other words, it means there shouldn't be any lack of resources in the temple of God to do the ministry of God, to save the souls. To do the work of God, we need money. So the tithe should be spent for saving souls. So when this commandment was given, God had it that made it that made sure that it was spent for the kingdom of God. And so to do the work of God, God set apart the tribe of Levi only to serve in the temple of God. So Aaron's sons, the tribe of Levi, they God had him had them do the work of in the temple of God. So other tribes, they received the land as their inheritance, but the tribe of Levi, they didn't receive any land. All the other tribes, except the Levi, they fought against these Canaanites, and they took their land. And if they didn't drive away the Canaanites enough, then they got just small land. Small piece of land. And that's how they settled in the land of Canaan. But for the Levites, God didn't give them any inheritance. The Levites, they were serving in the temple of God, tabernacle and the temple of God, and they were to be supported and supplied by all the other 11 tribes. Deuteronomy 18:1-2 says, the Levitical priests, the whole tribe of Levi, shall have no portion or inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the Lord's offerings by fire and his portion. They shall have no inheritance among their countrymen. The Lord is their inheritance, as he promised them. So, the pastors and Levites, they can't have any other inheritance. They have to focus on saving the souls and the kingdom of God. They cannot have any other extra income. This is the word of God. So not just the pastors and ministers, but also all the full-time workers in the church. They are supplied by God in the church. And they shouldn't have any other work, secular job. That is the law of God. But among the Levites, there are some who are not completely who do not completely belong to the church, in our church. The members of Nisi Orchestra, they are not full-time Levites in the church, so they do their lessons for other extra income, the orchestra for the second morning service, from your heart, I believe you are serving the church fully, wholly. But other than that, other than these members, if you are hired by the church, it's not like getting a secular job. If you work for a company, and if you don't like something, that company doesn't have any future, and you have no peace with co-workers or your boss, you can resign. You can quit anytime. Nobody can stop you. But pastors and Levites working for the church, it's not like that, because we belong to God. God is our owner, so that is why we make our living with the salary given by God. And so at our own will, we can just join and quit. Because we belong to God, we can't take such actions at our own discretion. The Levites and pastors, God is their inheritance. So, through the offerings of the church members, the storehouse of the church will be filled, and a part of it will be given as salary for the pastors and Levites, full-time workers. So the church can't just fire them at their will. So even when we had financial difficulty, because a senior pastor understood this will of God so properly, especially during the financial crisis in 1997, many companies closed down, and there were many layoffs. For the companies to survive, there had to be so many layoffs. A senior pastor didn't lay off anybody, any of the Levites or pastors. Of course, we also had financial difficulty at that time as a church too, but he never reduced the salary or lay off anybody. Even though the church was having a hard time financially, he always asked the financial department to give the salary first to the pastors and Levites. But because the church was having such a hard time, the financial committee couldn't really obey what the senior pastor's advice, and sometimes the salary was delayed. And the senior pastor was so heartbroken, because it is the promise of God that God Himself will be their inheritance, and they can work hard. When they are given proper salary, and senior pastor promised that the church would give all their unpaid salaries later, and the church didn't promise any bonuses for full-time workers, but when the big blessing comes in, senior pastor wants to give, even bonuses. So just because they are not so capable, they're not hardworking enough, the church or the senior pastor never said that we have to fire them. When even when the boss sees peace breakers, troublemakers, you know, the church never fired anybody at their own discretion. Senior pastor never did such a thing because it's the will of God. But there are exceptions too. If pastors or Levites who receive the salary from the church, if they do the things that God abhors, even the things, works of the flesh, the works, if they commit the works of the flesh, that will deprive of their salvation. They can't work in the church. It is ahead of, it precedes the rule of God that they can't just quit or the church can't fire them at their will because they can't even receive salvation. So they are blocking the blessing of the church. So if they commit the sins leading to death, they may have to be laid off for their own good and for the good of the church. Or even if they committed sins leading to death, if they really repent thoroughly, the senior pastor forgave them. All of them. But this kind of forgiveness cannot continue again and again and again. You should just, such commission of sins must be stopped. And you cannot continue defiling the church of God. So you have to remember both sides. Well, you are given, offered as a Levite full-time, so you can't quit at your own discretion. And that doesn't mean you can continue sinning. So because you can't just quit, I'm not just talking about some works of the flesh or some things of the flesh. I'm talking about sins leading to death. So even after committing sins leading to death, you shouldn't say, oh, I'm a Levite, I'm a pastor, and I can't quit. I have to be here. So except in those cases, the church wouldn't fire you just because you are slow in your spiritual growth. The church doesn't fire you just because you are not so capable of your, you know, work. When, you know, the church could have reduced the salaries or they could have laid off some of the Levites when the church was having a hard time financially. The senior pastor never did. And he continued to show his love towards all the pastors and Levites. So you should be happy and thankful that you are bound to the church, bound by God, bound to belong to God. So pastors and Levites cannot be laid off at the by human will. And the principle of God is really strict about this. So the money, the offerings given to God cannot be spent at somebody's discretion. It has to be spent only for the kingdom of God. There are salaries for pastors and Levites, and there are many you know, charitable work and for ministries. And you have noodles for lunch, and we have to pay all the bills, electric bills, and all the other things, heating and air conditioning. And, you have the buses that carry you from to and from church for prayer meetings, worship services. We have a lot of buses too. And actually, to maintain all the buses, it costs quite a lot. Maybe in case of newcomers or new believers who don't really understand about the finance of the church, they may have a misunderstanding, thinking that the pastors spend the money at their own will. And to my regret, many churches actually, even in big churches, some of the churches, the pastors spend these offerings at their own will. And I feel very sorry about that, and it is such a shame for Christians, and it is not edifying to the unbelievers. But our church has never done such a thing. In case of senior pastor, right from the beginning of the church, he always sticks to the Word of God. He never sways back and forth or to the left or right. Right from the beginning, I was in my first grade, and we had only 13 members in the church. And they didn't really know about counting or anything. Even right from the beginning, according to the Word of God, because pastors have to concentrate on the Word of God and prayer, he just gave the church finance to one of the church members. He was not a banker or anything. He didn't know anything about accounting or banking. But just Senior Pastor gave the work to him. And God sent a church member who worked in a bank who could take care of the financial things,
finance.
And including Elder Boaz Lee, Jung Ho Lee, God sent many people from banking industry. And Senior Pastor didn't direct them. Did specifically spend some money for this, or give me some money for this ministry. No, he never. Senior Pastor just gave the instructions, the first priority, second priority, and all those basic instructions. And they wanted to spend, Senior Pastor just signed the documents. But it was not that Senior Pastor was directing them in every time. And Senior Pastor never spent any money for his own purpose. He never bought any car with the church money. And he never received any money from the church to put gas in his car or to fix it. So if any new believers, newcomers, if they wonder about church finance, you can ask any of the financial committee members or the General Affairs Bureau, because they all have, you know, all those things are documented. So if in every year when we have General Assembly, we report everything to you, you know, all the general items, how much money is spent for what purpose. And in church council, every month, you know, it is reported. Monthly report is given to the church council members. So the money is spent legally and properly in the sight of God. So I hope you can understand this. And you can understand this principle of the church, the operation of the church about the offerings. So because Senior Pastor keeps all the words of God, God is pleased with him, and he is blessing him so much. And soon, I believe, we will all be able to enjoy this great blessing given to the Senior Pastor. So I hope you will also obey the will of God, and we will all be receiving blessings. So the tithe is a commandment of God, which can be spent to run the church. But the giving tithes is not just to given to run operate the church. The first reason to give the tithe is because it is the evidence that you believe in God. In other words, tithe can be a standard of your salvation. Malachi 3:8-9 talks about why it is directly, closely related with our salvation. Will a man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you in tithes and offerings? You are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, the whole nation of you. So it says, it talks about the reason why they were cursed. You are cursed because you don't give tithes. So you have to have this principle in you. So when you have a problem in your life, you can have the answer quickly. If any of the church members gets involved in an accident or in a disaster, maybe a traffic accident and they got injured seriously, or if their head is injured, senior pastor right away asks, did you give whole tithe and did you keep the Lord's Day holy? That's the first question in most cases he asks. And it's either they didn't keep the Lord's Day holy, or they didn't give proper tithes, or they didn't do either of them. That is why they can be cursed sometimes. If you keep the commandments of God, God keeps you. But if you break the commandments of God, God can't protect you either. God doesn't just forsake you. God doesn't discard you. But this, that with your own will, you departed from God. If you are not living by the word of God, it means you are forsaking God. So you left the sight of God, so the enemy devil will give you problems, disasters. And God can't stop that from happening, because it's the law of the spiritual realm. It's a law that if we keep God's commandments, He will keep us. If we do not keep the words of God, it means we belong to the devil. And even if devil brings disasters on us, God can't protect us. But even if you departed from God, if you repent and come back to the side of God, God will hold us and embrace us and bless us again. So if you have any problem, disasters, and if you think you believe in God, but if you are not blessed, then I hope you'll understand the principle about whole tithe and remember it, keep it in mind, and repent of not giving proper whole tithe, so that you will not just be protected and blessed, but also receive salvation and receive great blessings in heaven too. There is another reason, another thing, that if you do not give tithe, it means you are robbing God. You know, stealing from somebody is a great sin, but if you are robbing God, how great a sin this is. So senior pastor says, you know, not giving whole tithe is a great thief, great robber. You know, it's not just petty theft. Because people, they are so evil, they don't have any regard for God, the Creator. So why is it that it is to rob God if you don't give tithe? It's because everything we get, every income, comes from God. 10 out of 10. 100%. You might wonder, I worked hard to earn my living, earn my income, and why is it that God has given it to me? For example, a farmer has worked and gained great harvest, great amount of a harvest. Can the farmer think that it is only his work? No, only with human effort, you can't have any harvest. The seeds were given by God, created by God. The soil, the water, the sunshine, the wind, the sprouting, the bearing of the fruits, everything is given by God. And to be able to do the work, to do the farming, God gave us the wisdom and strength and health. Of course, nowadays, there are so many kinds of jobs, but the principle is the same. Just like the farmers have to sow the seeds and work hard and get the harvest, God gave us, we work and we gain the income. Because God gave us everything. Even though we are not farmers, you know, everything is given by God. So, it is grace of God that we can get something. We can get financial income. You can get our income. And God is giving us everything, and He is asking us to give only one-tenth of it. All the industries are based on the nature, which is created by God. So everything came from the Creator God, so everything belongs to God, actually. It's just that while we are living on this earth, to the extent, as much as we work hard, we can gain. We can get the financial gain, monetary gain. So according to how hard we work, the volume of income may be different from person to person. But even though we work hard, if God takes away our life, what is the use of working hard and gaining so much monetary income? So, giving tithe is to acknowledge all these facts, to acknowledge the sovereignty of God over all the material things. It is the proof that we believe in this fact and we acknowledge God for His sovereignty over all the material things. Even though God gave us everything, He is not asking us 50%. He is asking us only 10%. Senior pastor gave an example. Long ago, when in the farmers, there were many tenants, poor farmers. Nowadays, in the old days, you know, most of the people were farmers, some of them were poor and they had to borrow the land from the landowners. The landowners, they had a lot of land. And they would rent the land, the fields, and the farmers, the tenants. They had to work hard, and they had to produce the harvest, and they would share the harvest with the landowner. And the landowners, they own the land, and the tenants, they borrow the land and farm. Of course, the farmers, they have to work so much more. They have to wake up, work from early in the morning, even in the rains and even in the hot sunshine. The farmers, the tenants, they have to do all the work. They have to fertilize the land. And if they hire any other helping hands, they have to pay for all those hired hands. But even after paying all the expenses, some landowners, they took even 50% of the harvest. So the poor tenants, even though they work so hard all throughout the year, it was difficult for them. You know, they had to keep the seeds for the next year, and they had to pay for the fertilizers and other things. And it was so difficult for them. So maybe during the winter they survived, but by spring they lacked things to eat. And if we consider this kind of case, God, we can understand God is so full of mercy and compassion. He's not asking us even 50%. All the lands and everything belongs to God. And unlike these landowners who are taking 50% or even more, God the Father doesn't ask. You know, even though 100% everything is His, He is asking us, telling us, commanding us just to give just 10%. So we comparing this with other people, you can feel, understand the love of God. He gave us air to breathe, wind and water and everything. And if we don't give even one-tenth of our income, what kind of heart do we have? We have the heart of a thief, a robber. And the reason why it is great sin is because it proves that we don't have faith. God the Father said, if we give whole tithe, He will bless, He promised that He would bless us pressed down, shaken together, and running over until our storehouse overflows. But because we don't believe God's word, we don't give tithe. Or we give tithes, but it's not whole tithe. Maybe it's 3%, 5%. They just pretend to be giving tithe because they feel it's wasteful. Why do they feel it's wasteful? Because they can't believe the word of God that He will bless us so much. So, after all, if you're not giving tithe, it means you don't have faith. You don't believe in God's word. You don't believe in God. That's why you don't give tithes. If you don't give this word of God about tithes, it means, what does that mean? You don't believe any of the word of God. So the greatest sin among all sins is not to believe in God the Creator and Jesus Christ the Savior. If you don't believe in God, of course, you don't have salvation. So, if you're not giving tithe, consider your heart carefully. Oh, it's just because you are poor? Oh, just because you are having a hard time? No, it's because you don't believe in the Word of God, so that's why you feel wasteful. You are so sparing. So, I hope you will understand your heart and correct your attitude. Let me give you an example. How can we believe in God who is spirit while we are physical beings? God sent us to us His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to show His love towards us. So, we can believe in God. So the same goes for us too. Same goes with us too. We are living in this physical world. And how can we show the evidence of believing in God who is in spiritual realm? How can we express this heart? One of the best ways to express this is money. God is spirit. We are physical beings. We are human beings. We say, oh, I love you. I acknowledge you. Some people, they say just, oh, you can believe in heart. So, what is this heart? As in James, the book of James says, this heart must be expressed with action. This heart has to be accompanied by deeds. So, one of the best ways is to give to God money, financial resources, your treasure. It's like your life, because it's like your life, of course. It's not just money, but we have to offer to God worship services, voluntary service, praising, and there are so many other things to give to God, other than money. Also, many people consider different things valuable, but money, for most people, is almost the same as their life. It's one of the most precious things in this world. And as this materialism develops, some people kill for money. Many people kill for money. Some people kill even their parents for money to get the inheritance. So when we face a robber, you know, if they are wise, they just give all their money because they cling to, you know, they think their money is important. They cling to this. The robber, they just want the money, but because they are holding on to their money, they get killed. So some foolish people, they consider money more precious than their own lives. So that's why, spiritually, you can think about this tithe in the same way. If you really love God, if you really believe in God who is spirit, one of the best ways to express your faith and love is to give money, which is so very important to you. So Jesus also said in Matthew 6:21, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So if you really believe in God, giving tithe is the least bit of evidence that you believe in God. Of course, the action of giving tithe itself cannot decide your salvation. Sometimes are hypocritical. They want other people to watch. Or some others, they don't give whole tithe, not whole 10%, but they reduce it a little bit. You know, other people may think they are giving tithe, but in the sight of God, they are not giving whole tithe. So they can't really be saved. But on another side, there are some people who would be willing to give to God, but they don't understand the truth properly. So they're not really giving tithe. So because they're taught in a wrong way that you can give tithes if you want to receive blessings. Some pastors teach in this way, but that is not the will of God. It is to disregard the teaching of God. They say like, you don't have to give tithes. If you're not receive blessing, you can give tithes, but it's not mandatory. That is not the proper will of God. So you must have proper understanding about the tithe. And I hope you will practice, follow the will of God. Even no matter how much you work for God, if you don't give full, proper, whole tithe, you may not even be saved, or you may even receive salvation with shame. Receiving salvation with shame means that it is only applicable only for newcomers or new believers. You know, because they didn't know the truth properly, they couldn't give a whole tithe. God may grant them salvation with shame. If they kept on living, lived longer, and if they learned more of truth of God, they would have given proper tithe. Because God knows their heart, God can give them salvation. But if you know the will of God, if you know the truth, and if you still don't give whole tithe, there's no salvation. In the sermons in hell, about hell, you heard about those who are suffering because they didn't give whole tithe. So, I hope you will check your faith and actions so that you don't have to be afraid of anything. You will only be confident and you can only expect for God's blessings. Now, you've already learned what the true will of God is. So, even those who are not giving proper tithes, now I hope you will turn from your ways and obey the word of God. God is our Father and He lacks nothing. He's not telling us to give proper tithes and whole tithes and offerings to gain something from us. He gave us this ordinance about tithes just to give us blessings. You know, God, gold is mine. God says, gold is mine, silver is mine. He created everything of this universe. And He is not telling us to give Him tithes to gain something. He accepts the deed of faith from His children. Just think about parents and children. You know, parents are so rich and they give a lot of allowances to their children. Even then, the parents, they can give so much to their children, so they don't have to expect any money from the children. But the children, they can give cash gifts on their birthdays, or they can express their love in other ways. Then the parents will be happy. They wouldn't say, I gave you so much and you give me only this much. No. The senior pastor also gives us so much. And if you show express your love a little bit with the little things, He is so happy. You know, He leads us to beautiful heavenly kingdom, New Jerusalem, and as His biological children, He supplied us with everything. And as we have now grown up, in both spiritually and physically, He is our Father. So we give to Him. And He says, why are you giving me so much? Because although He gave us so much more, and He's happy when we give something to Him. So this is the heart of the parents. He gives us so much more. But when we express our love with a little portion of what He had already given to us, He wouldn't say, oh, you are giving me so little, but He would be so happy. But He wouldn't say, oh, you don't have to give me anything. But He will be happy when we voluntarily express our love and our heart with this kind of offering. But the Father God is not telling you to give offerings just to fill the storehouse of the church or to get money from you. But I hope you will understand this principle. The first reason why we have to give tithe is that it is the proof that we believe in God. The second reason is so that we can receive blessings. God is not telling us to give tithe to lay your burden on us. Malachi 3:10 says, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse so that there may be food in my house, and test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows. Through the whole tithe and offerings that we give to us, God will give us back until the blessing overflows. But when we cannot believe in this promise of God, maybe newcomers, new believers, they can't believe it. So then when they really can't believe this, so God is so compassionate. And he says, why don't you, if you don't believe, you can't believe, why don't you test me in this? Just as a test, give to me tithe. Then I will bless you. So even though we have weak faith, just even by testing God, God wants us to receive blessings from him. You know, we are not actually to test God. In any case, testing God as creatures is such a great sin. Matthew 4:7 says, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. But only in the case of tithe. Even by testing God in this, test me, that if I will not pour out blessing for you. For those who have faith, they don't have to test God. They can just give whole tithe. But those who lack faith, those who have little faith, actually the law of God is that you have to act by faith and you can receive the answers. Without faith, you cannot receive anything. But this tithe is the only exception. Oh, will God really give me blessings if I give this tithe? And if you do that, God will still give us blessings. So let's say you gave tithe and you received blessings. And now you have faith and you don't have to test God any longer. You can voluntarily give to God and receive blessings. So even by testing God, God wants us to receive salvation and blessings. So it's just like parents would always want to give good things to their children. So does God. He wants to give us only good things. That is why he is telling us to give tithes. Also by giving tithes and offerings, it's the passageway for God to bless us. Because there is a law, there is rule to everything in the spiritual realm. God wants to give us everything, but God cannot just unconditionally give to us everything. Otherwise, Satan will object to it and say, you cannot just give blessings unconditionally. So there must be a basis on which God can bless us. Galatians 6:7 says, for whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. So for us to receive blessings, we have to sow first. As a basis for God to bless us, God has commanded us to give the least to God. And this is tithe. Sometimes to give us abundant blessings, God told us to give him the least bit. So by giving whole tithe, we can receive blessings and we can, as children, we can receive the blessing of God the Father. And I was very thankful hearing this message. God already commanded, and God told us even to test him. And we don't really have to test him. We have the senior pastor who is showing us the example of it. Before he met God, he was bedridden by sicknesses for 7 years, and he was so poor. He had a lot of debt. And after meeting God, he didn't just become rich. Even after meeting God, he had those piles of debt. And even though both of them Mrs. Lee and Senior Pastor worked together, they could pay off just the interests on their debts. And there are, he found these promises in the Bible. These blessings, these words, these verses of God related with blessings. Senior pastor accepted them in his heart. Nobody could solve his financial problem. And in that situation, you know, he was in a sick bed for 7 years. And God, the Creator who created everything in this world, He can bless us. And if I do this, if I do this, God will bless us. And He did everything according to the Word of God, right from the beginning, when He was a new believer. He gave offerings, whole tithe, and other offerings, and within such a short time, He paid off a huge amount of debt, and He began to receive blessings. And He is the witness that if you keep the Word of God, you can receive blessings. You know, He says, He proves with His life that because He kept all the words of God and He gave whole tithe and all the other offerings to God, He received so much blessing. So we can believe the Word of God, you know, with a living example. And Senior Pastor is also telling us, I received blessing this way, so you can receive blessing by following my example too. You know, even in the world, there are some people, you know, they're investors especially. Oh, by investing in stock market, I earned like $10 million. You know, those books, if they write a book about it, you know, those books are, you know, selling. And the senior pastor is giving you the ways to receive blessing that can't be compared with any investment in the stock market. So I hope you will actually receive blessings. Of course, the magnitude, the amount of blessings, and the timing of receiving blessing can be different from person to person. Even after keeping the Lord's Day holy and giving proper tithes, maybe you think you are not receiving blessings fully. And those the amount and magnitude of blessings can be different from person to person because God gives to each one at the best time for each one. At the best, the most appropriate amount. Suppose you give only exactly 10%. Even when he was a new believer, senior pastor never gave just a 10%. He gave like a 20%, 30%. And he just, and it's not that he wanted to receive only financial blessings, but he wanted to keep all the words of God. And helping the poor is to save with God, you know, to have to give a loan to God is same as giving a loan to God, so you can receive back anytime. So he gave, he helped the poor, he gave abundantly to God. And he received a great blessing. But you are giving maybe only 10%, 11%. So you cannot expect so much. You cannot expect to receive so much back. So you can understand that by giving tithe and keeping the Lord's Day holy, you are protected. You don't get involved in any disasters. Many church members say, before coming to this church and before meeting the shepherd, you know, we had this health insurance. When you go to the hospital, they will write down in the health insurance card, you know, on that paper. They had to write down so much every time they went to the hospital, so there wouldn't be any free space to write anything in the document. But after coming to this church and meeting the shepherd and living by the word of God, they don't go to the hospital ever. You know, those who are good, faithful in their faith, you know, you don't ever go to the hospital, so you don't even have to pay for the health insurance, national health insurance. But as a citizen, you have to still pay. But anyway, because you are protected all the time, this is such a great blessing too, you know, to have health and not having to go to the hospital at all. And those who are giving a lot with their faith, they receive so much blessings. Nowadays, we don't give so much for construction offering, church construction. But sometimes in the past, they gave a lot of offerings for the church building. And Some of them even sold their houses and they moved to a smaller house. And some of them, they gave from their savings. And just look back now. After giving their houses and moving to a smaller place, do they still live in the small place? No, after several years or a couple of years, they moved to a bigger house than before. And they have much more savings than they used to have. They were living in a rented house in the past. And now they have their own houses. So God gives us blessings. So the magnitude, the amount of blessings that you receive, according to how much you give to God, the magnitude will be different. But if you give proper tithe, whole tithe, you will not face any disasters. You will not suffer from serious sicknesses. And if you have any concerns, as you pray to God, you can receive answers quickly. So it is the heart of God who wants to bless us through our action of giving the tithe. I hope you will feel this heart of God and receive blessings. Let me conclude the message. And in Korea nowadays, it's very hard for young people to get a job. And in this economically difficult time, suppose there is a company who will hire everybody who applies. There they have good welfare and they have a future too. And wouldn't so many young people apply? If you can just know the fact, you know, many young people, they are having a hard time finding a job. So if they just believe what the company says, they will obviously apply. And God's telling us to give tithe is same as this. God is telling us, if you just give tithe, He will bless us. Why don't you just do it? You will never have a loss regarding this. Especially, it is directly related with your salvation. So how important this is. Just by keeping the Lord's Day holy and giving whole tithe, God will prevent any other, expenditures because of disasters, accidents, or any other things. Of course, you must not commit sins leading to death at the same time. And as long as you don't do that, God will protect us, protect you. And by giving whole tithe and offerings, your faith will grow up day by day, your soul will prosper, and it means you will take hold of a better heavenly dwelling place by force. Oh, you look back, and on your giving, and God will give you, you can realize that God gave you more, so you can give to God more, and you can receive more blessings, and your love for God will grow up, increase, and you can advance into better dwelling place in heaven and even New Jerusalem. So as you go into spirit and Holy Spirit, you will be loved by God more, and your soul prospers, all things will go well with you. Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? So, he always keeps his promise. He is full of love. So rely on him so that you will receive abundant blessings every day. Let us pray together thinking about the message.
하나님 감사합니다. 아버지 하나님은 사랑이신지라 우리에게 복 주시고자 이와 같이 십일조를 규례로 법도로 주셨습니다.
God is love and you gave us this ordinance commandment about tithe. Let us understand your true will, Father, about telling us to give tithe. Father, thank you that I deliver this message on behalf of the senior pastor. Let us, all church members, accept it with heart, with faith. Let us not feel burdened by it, and let us receive blessings and give testimonies too. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. We'll receive the prayer for the sick of the senior pastor on video. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities, and for those who are not sick, lay your hands on your chest and receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Father God the Almighty, the Father God of love, lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN Internet and Satellite TV, in branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from heart, drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Light come. Scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problems, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Father, let there be no scars remaining. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated. Bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessings of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of heavenly places, and their servants, go away. Go away, evil, unclean, false, and deceitful spirits, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, go away, light come. Father God, give them the strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly host, and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or in whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying the Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.